All right, this is it. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 130 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Welcome back, my friends. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing okay. I got some issues, though. I got some things on my mind. Things are stressing me out. And if you don't mind, I'm going to run through them real fast before we get to the main topic. First of all, I mentioned in the last episode, the Patreon episode, that my car is, you know, as they say, broke. Something's askew. Something's not right. Thing was overheating. Well, the dashboard told me it was overheating. I don't know. I was acting completely normal. But, of course, I was getting off Interstate 81 on my way home from work, 12:15 at night. And the thing starts going, bing, 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 you know, all that. And then the dashboard display says it changes into something I've never seen before. Yeah, the normal display went away. It was replaced by some kind of display that I've never seen, some kind of catastrophic, you know, it's warning of catastrophic future. And the thing said it was overheating, so I pulled off into this gas station parking lot, and I got it home. I don't want to go through the whole thing again, but I got it home, and then the next morning I call the garage that I go to. And they said, well, we can't see you today, but we can see you tomorrow. This is Friday. So I called them on Thursday. And they said, you know, we can see you on Friday. I said, well, I'll go to work at 1. So she goes, how about 11? And I said, that's perfect. So I had an appointment for Friday at 11. I didn't know how I was going to get it over there because the thing was overheating, you know. Like, it was overheating like a bastard, you know. So, I don't know. So, that was weighing heavily on my mind, and I was like, maybe we should have it towed over there. I don't know. But, plus, I don't know. You know, my dad told me it could be the thermostat, it could be the water pump, it could be a belt. You know, he's a mechanic. I don't know. I don't know jack shit about cars. And I said, which is the worst case scenario? He said, water pump. And I said, what's the most likely? He said, thermostat, probably. I said, how much that going to cost me? He goes, $400 to $500, I'd guess. I said, that's no good. I mean, that's bullshit. I don't want to pay $500. So anyway, so that was happening. So I had an appointment Friday at 11. At 9 a.m. on Friday, I'm asleep because I work at night. You know, I mean, at 9 o'clock, I'm asleep. My phone rings, and it's that garage over there. And it's a woman who, you know, the woman who manages it. And she goes, I'm sorry to do this, but we're not gonna be able to. We're gonna have to push your appointment back. I said, to when? And she goes, Tuesday is the first I can see you. I said, Tuesday. I said, I gotta drive. What am I supposed to do between now? I mean, that's a long time. She goes, we're booked. I'm sorry. I said, you said you could look at it today, and now you're saying Tuesday? I said, what am I supposed to do between now and then? She goes, I'll tell you what we can do. We can, if you can drop it off on Sunday, then we might be able to work you in on Monday sometime throughout Monday. But you'll have to drop it off Sunday night or Sunday during the day sometime. I said, well, we can do that. So that's what we did. So then I'm like, how are we going to get that thing over there? Because that thing was overheating. Like, I stopped at that gas station and let it settle down for 10, 15 minutes. Then I drove it home. By the time, and it's only like 2 miles. By the time I got to my house, which is 2 miles, the thing was overheating again. And so, I mean, I don't know. So I went. I popped the hood yesterday morning, Saturday, and I it had no coolant in it whatsoever. You know, so that's not a good sign, right? I don't know. I know nothing, but I don't think you're supposed to be. I don't think you quote use coolant, right? Am I wrong about that? I don't think you use it up. You put it in there, and it stays in there, right? And then everyone, you have to flush it. I don't know. I don't pretend to know anything, but the fact that the whole reservoir was empty, that's not good. So I went over and bought a gallon of whatever it is for GM, specially formulated for GM vehicles, and I filled that bitch up, and it was perfect. It was running perfectly. It wasn't overheating. I drove it around for about, I let it sit for like 10 minutes running. It was running for like 10 minutes, and then I got in it and drove it around for, like 5 miles. Everything was perfect, right? So we got back to the house, and I popped the hood on it. All the coolant was gone. It's like there's nothing in it again. Like, what the hell is going on? So I called my dad. He goes, well, I'll put more in it. It might have just sucked it up into the engine. I don't know. He goes, maybe it was bone dry. I said, huh. So I put more in there. And, it wasn't completely gone the next time, but it was down low, So it's not good. It's leaking out somewhere. I don't know anything about it, but the whole thing makes me nervous. I don't want to, if that thing's cost like $1,200 or $800, I don't know. I don't know how much it's going to be. I mean, I don't even know what's wrong with it. And it's stressing me out, baby. So tomorrow, we took that thing over. Tony and I took it over there. She followed me. This morning, I filled it up with the coolant, the antifreeze. And, it was fine. Drove it over there and dropped it off. Put my key in the night deposit. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I got my sausage fingers crossed. See what happens. Another thing stressing me out. Today's Sunday. One week from today, got to take the younger boy down to Philly and leave him at Temple University, which is not, that's, every time I think about that, I'm like, oh, God. My stomach just drops, He's never lived away from home. He's not. He's socially, a little socially awkward. I don't know where he gets that, But anyway, he's not, he's a little socially awkward. It would be like dropping my 21-year-old ass into a situation like that. It would be, I don't know. I don't know how it would go. I am also socially awkward. And, I sympathize. But, I don't have any concerns about him going down there and partying it up or not doing the work or any of that stuff. I do have concerns about the social side of things, and I also have a concern about the shitty neighborhood where that school is located. I have some concerns about that too. That place is rough, man. So anyway, plus it just feels like the family's breaking apart. There's like all this emotion. When we took the older boy, he went to Shippensburg University for 1 year. And when I say went, I mean drank, I think. I don't know what happened down there, but not a whole lot of scholarly work going on. Let's just put it that way. But anyway, so when we dropped him off, he was young. He was like 18, right out of high school. And, I was like a basket case. Sometimes I feel like my entire, I feel like I'm dead inside. I do. I worry about that. I feel like I don't have any emotions. The only emotion I really feel on a consistent basis is just blinding aggravation, just irritation. That's the one. Everything else is burned out, It feels like everything else is burned out. The only emotion left is just aggravation and annoyance. That's the only thing remaining. And that's not healthy. I know that's not good, But when we dropped him off, the younger boy, or the older boy, I'm sorry. I wish I could use their names. Why do I not use their names? I don't know. I'm not starting today. But anyway, the older boy, when we dropped him off at Shippensburg, I was like a basket case. I was blubbering. I was like crying. I was on our way, when we were driving home. I was like crying behind the wheel. And that's not, that is like 100% not me. That's not the way, you know, I don't cry about anything, you know. But I was crying that day. The only other thing that can make, touch off an emotional reaction in me like that, baseball, that's the only thing. It's the only thing left that can make me emotional. Like I was watching I don't know, back on Father's Day, there was this video I saw where, Ken Griffey Jr. hits his 500th home run on Father's Day. You know, it's a video, like old footage. He hits his 500th home run, and it's on Father's Day, and he rounds the bases. The place is going crazy. It's pandemonium. Full house there to see Junior hit his, hopefully to see him hit his 500th. And his dad's sitting in the one of the box seats, and he runs over and jumps up and hugs his dad and stuff. I'm like, oh, God. All right. I guess there's something still in there. I guess there's something buried underneath the scar tissue, you know. But anyway, so Sunday, and this is, listen to this shit, the way they have this thing set up. So it's because of the virus, you know, affects everything. So we have an appointment. We have 1 hour. We have to be there at 8:40 and have to be out of there at 9:40. So we have 1 hour to get him moved in. And only one parent can be up in his room at a time. So when Tony's up there, I have to wait downstairs, out in the parking lot or whatever, and vice versa. So, you know, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be like some kind of game show or something. Like running baskets of like bedding up into the room. You know what I mean? It's going to be insane. And then we won't even be able to say goodbye. We're like, all right, see ya. You know, it'll be like, all right, we'll see you in 3 months. All right, moving on. You know, we won't even be able to like have a proper goodbye or anything. It's going to be very weird. Also, they have to be tested within 24 hours. Every student has to be tested within 24 hours, and then every week thereafter. And if they don't get tested, there's going to be these testing centers that they have to go to. It's on them to go to the testing centers. If they don't, if a week goes by, all their badges are turned off, so they won't be able to get in or out of buildings, or they won't be able to get into buildings, including their dorm, you know. So, I don't know. I mean, that's fine, I guess. That's cool, you know. But, you know, it's going to be a strange one. He's going to be in an apartment. Like, he's going to be living on campus. But he's going to have 3 roommates. He doesn't know who they are. Ugh, I thought I turned my phone off. What in the... Hold on a second. What is this? All right. Nothing. It's nothing. It's just nonsense. All right, what were we saying? Oh, he has three roommates, doesn't know who they are, you know, has no idea. He's just going to be thrust into this situation. Yeah, I mean, he's trying to put on a brave face, but I think he's freaking out a little bit, and I don't know how he couldn't, you know. I think that's just normal human reaction. Anyway, so that's stressing me out as well. That's another thing that's stressing me out. I got my car. I don't know what's going on with that. I got 1 week left with the younger boy, and he's going to be, you know, he's going to be out of the house for 3 months. You know, it's going to be for 3 months. We probably won't see him unless we go down there and visit him, which I don't know. I don't know if we're allowed to. He's not taking his car. We talked him out of that, which is good. And also we're talking about Tony and I talk about all the time. This is something that we're semi fixated on. We have this idea about maybe, hopefully, like retiring at some point to Myrtle Beach, to the Myrtle Beach area. And there's, you know, so she's constantly looking at condos online. And when we were down there, the last time we were down there, we looked at a bunch of them. And they were, you know, there's some nice ones in there. The prices are good. And sometimes you can get them completely furnished. She sent me this link the other day for one. It was a little bit higher than we normally look at. No, but the price was not ridiculous. You know, it was a little bit higher, but it was, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Place is fantastic. I mean, it was like, it's got three bedrooms, two baths, new construction, and it's fully furnished, and everything looks fantastic. I mean, it's got all these pictures online, and it's got a screened-in porch on the back overlooking this golf course. Oh my God, it's like paradise. It's like unbelievable. And it's like the price is like within reach, you know? It's like, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to get there. How do we get there? I mean, we're so entangled. I mean, I don't know. It's very, very complicated. We certainly don't want to wait 10 years. Just the thought of having 10 more years of doing things the way we're doing them now, that's a demoralizing, soul-crushing thought, my friends. Terrible. So, I don't know, all this stuff's stressing me out. I mean, if I hadn't seen that perfect, thing about it is, I mean, we're certainly not going to be able to move on that, so, but it's kind of, I don't know, when you see something so perfect, location's perfect, the price is good, I mean, it's like beyond your wildest dreams, how cool it is, how nice it is. It's like, I don't know. I mean, how are we ever going to make this happen? It's very stressful, the thought of it, you know. 10 more years of this. That's a soul crusher and a ball masher. All right. So that's what's on my mind. Those are some things. And you know, whatever. None of them are good. Maybe by the end of the week. Well, we're not going to have any resolution on the Myrtle Beach thing, but you know, we should have some news on the car, and then we'll take him down there next Sunday. I have to get up at like what, 4 a.m? I mean, I should just stay up. You know, there's no way I'm going to be able to go to sleep. I don't go to sleep then. That's not. So we're going to get up at 4:15. And leave at like 6. I mean, this is crazy. To get him there at 8:40. I mean, it's in Philadelphia. Ugh. So hopefully he'll do all right there. And then, you know, maybe things will settle down a little bit. We'll see. Anyway, so those are the things that are weighing heavily on me. It's a beautiful day though, and the temperature. You know, it's not super cool, but it's cooler than it has been, and the key to it all, the humidity is low. It's lower than normal. So that's beautiful. I mean, it's sunny and bright blue skies, and the humidity's down. So it's not that, just that, so, you know, you just walk outside and every pore on your body just swings wide open, and you're just like sweating every square inch. And there's a lot of square inches on my body, baby. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is sweating from head to toe. Oh, God, I hate it. Oh, how I hate it. Right now, it feels pretty good. It feels nice. It feels almost, I wouldn't say fall-like. But I like that low humidity. Man, that makes everything different. And I promise not to do a weather report in every episode of this podcast. But, I don't know, it affects my mood. I mean, it's huge. It's a huge mood. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I can't pull up words anymore. Starting to get I don't know. Can't pull up words, names. You know, I've never been good with names though. But I don't know. It's concerning. So anyway, so the main thing I wanted to talk about today is I was taking a poll here in the house in the house of K. And I was asking people, what do you think is the best fast food bang for the buck? I had my opinion, and I wanted to see what everybody else said. I didn't want to poison the well by immediately telling them what my opinion is. I just wanted them to just come straight out and tell me, what do you think is the best And I built a scenario around it. I said the criteria is, I'm not talking about how you can literally get the most food for $10. I'm talking about, all right, so you have $10. That's the limit in this scenario, right? So say you're hungry, but you want something good. You don't want just garbage. You just don't want bulk. It's good. It's a good quality meal, but a large amount, enough to quench the hunger. Do you quench a hunger? I guess you could. To quench the hunger, and don't spend more than $10. And I asked people that, and I got Tony Gate came back with she had a quality answer. She said, number one combo over at Wendy's. I said, hell yeah. I think you're right. I said, you could probably get a double cheeseburger at Wendy's, fries, and a drink for less than $10. Probably be nine something in that neighborhood. So that would be good. And that's a good solid, you know, that's for some reason, that feels like a lot of food, and it's good, and it's quality, and that's a perfect answer. That's a strong answer. And then I got other answers that were not, you know. I got Taco Bell. People go to Taco Bell all the time. Everybody thinks for some reason there's this mythology that Taco Bell is cheap. That's bullshit. It's expensive. It's not cheap. It's expensive. Why does the entire world believe that Taco Bell is cheap? It's because they have those little tacos on there, and they cost, I don't know what they cost, like $1.59 or something. That's not cheap. God. You need to eat like, I don't know, I mean, you have to eat like four of them, or five of them, four at the minimum. So if those things are $1.59, and it's $1.60, $3.20, $6.40, costs $6.40 for four of them. And then a soda, I mean, over there, it's like, it'd be another $2.50. I mean, that's not good. That's not even a lot of food. I mean, you eat those four tacos, and you'd be like, ooh, that was a, there you go. And then an hour later, you're like, what the, did I eat today? You know, it's, you know what I'm saying? That's not good. That stuff doesn't stick with you. That's not a good solid. That's nothing like that number one over at Wendy's. I like Taco Bell. It's a tasty, tasty option for a snack, like a lunch maybe. Like a lunch, a late lunch. You don't want to ruin your dinner, but you need something. You can't wait 3 hours for dinner. You know, you need something in between. That's what that shit is. It's also good after you've been drinking, although I don't do that anymore. I'm not saying I don't drink. I just don't, I'm not out like late at night in bars like I used to be. Back in the old days, back in Greensboro in those days. Yeah, that's not me. I mean, I'm old. I don't do that anymore. But back in the old days, that was perfect, man. You know, everybody like, you want to ring the bell? You know, you want to, let's ring the bell. So let me get a snoot full, head over to Taco Bell. Fantastic. But not for a meal. I mean, that's not bang for the buck. I reject that. Somebody also mentioned, one of the other boys said, you know, sometimes they're running these deals at Subway. You can get 2-foot-longs for $10. I said, no, that's horse shit too. I said, that's, for one thing, it sucks. It's not any good. It's all bread. It's like a lettuce and bread sandwich. You know, this thin. It's like they just like paint. It's like they take a roller and they dip it in gravy and just roll it across the bun, and that's the meat. You know what I mean? It's like so thin. There's like no meat on there. It's all fixins, you know. And of course, mayonnaise. Got to load that bastard up with mayonnaise. Oh man, at least that's what most people do. That is gross. That is horrendous. That shimmering. It's like glistening, you know. Yeah, it quivers. Oh God, it makes me sick. I'm having a full body shiver just thinking about it. But anyway. So that's 100% rejected. It's not good. I eat a foot long one of those deals, I have a hard time eating it, for one thing, because it's so much goddamn bread. I mean, nobody needs to eat like an entire loaf of French bread in one sitting, you know? And then you're hungry, like Taco Bell. You're hungry an hour later. It sucks. It's not a good option. For some reason, every once in a while, I crave it. I don't know why, because it's a bad sandwich, and it doesn't feel, you know, it doesn't stick with you at all. It's not a good option, so I totally reject that. So those were the answers I got here in the House of K. I'd like to get your answers on this thing. Could you please give me a call and tell me what you think? And I would like to feature that in the next non-Patreon episode, like the next one, next Monday-ish. I'd like to have for you guys to call me up. And, you know, it doesn't need to be anything spectacular. You don't need to do any performance. Just identify yourself. Tell me what what you think is the best bang for the buck in the fast food area. And you can call my hotline, 570-290-8151. I'd like to get your thoughts on this. And I'm not really talking about, you know, they have a dollar menu everywhere. I'm not talking about that. You could get, for $10, you could get 10 hamburgers from McDonald's. Like a sack of 10. I said, yeah, but that's not something that somebody would eat. I'm talking about a meal, like a meal that a normal person would sit down and eat. Nobody's going to sit down and eat 10 McDonald's hamburgers. If they did, they'd either A, never shit again, or B, shit themselves inside out. I don't know the science. There would be some kind of problem with that. It would go in one direction. I don't know which way the shit pendulum would swing on that deal, but it would swing. I know it would swing, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a meal. Do you know what I'm saying? I know everybody wants to find loopholes. Just go along with me. What is the best, just a normal person meal, fast food, less than $10, $10 or less, that's the best bang for the buck? And are you ready for my answer? My answer is might be controversial, but my answer is the $7.99 3-topping large pizza at Domino's. Yeah. You have to order it online and you have to pick it up. Those are the only requirements. Other than that, you can pick any crust. You can pick any toppings. You can put three toppings, whatever three toppings you want on there. And it's good. You know, I always get it without that. I don't like that paintbrush, that garlic brush, where they just dip it in garlic, liquefied garlic, and just paint the outer edge of the thing. I mean, they can take that and pack it, I don't need that. So I order it without that. And sometimes I order it with three meats, for $8. I get pepperoni, I get sausage, and I get bacon. Sometimes I get sometimes I take one of the meats out and put onion on there. And it's good. It's very good. I mean, I think there's some mythology surrounding the Domino's. There's a general feeling that it's garbage. I reject that. I think they make a pretty damn good pizza. I'm not claiming it's the best pizza in the world. Don't take me out of context. I'm just saying that for a fast food, chain pizza, not too shabby. All right. So that's my entry. I want you guys to call me. All right. You don't have to put on a performance on this deal. Just call me up and say, Jeff, this is Bob Hope or whatever your name is in Staten Island. I don't know, whatever, wherever you're at. And so my entry, say whatever you want. My best bang for the buck in the fast food realm or whatever is whatever. And just tell me what it is. That's all there is to it. There's no performing. There's no pressure. And that's that. So the number to do that, 570-290-8151. It's a voicemail system, so you can call me all the time, anytime, 24 hours a day. I mean, you can do it. You can get liquored up if you want. When you come home from the bar, oh, wait a minute. Can't go to the bar anymore. Far too dangerous. If you even insinuate that you want to go have a drink in a bar, you're no better than John Wayne Gacy. All right, so, but, you know, whatever. You can call me round the clock whenever you want to. It's a voicemail system. Nobody's going to answer. Leave your message. If you don't like it, just send me a message and say, don't use that. There's no pressure. I'm not going to embarrass anybody. 570-290-8151. That's the number to do it. Let me hear what your entry into this this very important subject is. Best bang for the buck, fast food wise. All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. All right, we're at the end of this thing. Oh, wait a minute. Speaking of the hotline, last time I was talking about how I don't know how to shake hands, right? I don't know how to do any of that cool handshaking business. Although, you know, right now you're not even allowed to shake hands, right? If you even insinuate if you even insinuate that you want to shake hands with somebody, you're literally Jack the Ripper. I mean, that's, you know, you're no better than Jack the Ripper. And so anyway, but back when people used to shake hands, you know, all that multi-part poof, 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 that thing where people do, like, they turn their hands upside down and backwards, and then they slap the back of their hand, and then they do an explosion, and then they come in for a hug and all that stuff. I don't know how to do any of that. If I ever got caught up in something like that, I'd probably fall down. I'd probably be trying to fake it. Probably get all tangled up and fall down on my face, you know. I don't know how to do that. So I had a call from Ian in Scotland, and he was he even called from his car. He left this message from his car, and he was commenting on the handshake deal. And I want to play that for you now. This is a short one, but it's a good one as always. Ian's always great. So this is Ian. Driving down some highway in Scotland, right here.
Hey, Jeff, it's Ian in Scotland, phoning from the car, just now driving through Fife on the Enter Fife Highway, the A92, cloudy day. Just wanted to call and say, handshakes. Thank you, COVID, for getting rid of that bullshit. I'm not going to be doing that. Elbow bump. I don't know if you've done it across there, but replacing the handshake here is like the elbow bump. No. It's like the Paralympics or something. I'm not doing that. Anyway, keep me short and sweet because I'm sober this time. Keep up the work. Bye.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you, man. I don't like that. I'm not participating in any kind of elbow bumps. No, we'll just wait until it's over. Go back to just regular handshakes. That's what we'll do. I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe like taking a course. I mean, I don't know if there's some kind of, like, you know, community center, maybe some kind of college course that I could take for continuing education on how to do one of those cool handshakes. But I don't know. I'm not gonna participate in the elbow bump. I'm totally with you on that. And I appreciate your call, as always. And I appreciate you calling from your car. I mean, that's what I did the last episode, the last non-Patreon episode I did from my car. So I think he's keeping a theme going. Man, that's... Ian is kicking it, man. He's awesome. So thank you again, Ian. I appreciate it. I appreciate your call. And I'm a completely 100% in agreement with you. All right, we're at the end of this thing. And I'm at 33 minutes. So there you go. It's pretty good. So anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, we're at the end of this thing. And if you want two of these a week instead of a measly... Oh, my God, my phone. It never stops. It never stops chiming. What is it now? Oh, it's from somebody at work. Oh, that's interesting. All right, I'll have to revisit that shit. All right, anyway, if you want two of these a week instead of just one, if you want two episodes every week instead of just one, then you can do it. And I don't know why. I can't think of any feasible way or any reasonable or feasible. I don't, well, there's feasible, probably not the right word. Anyway, I can't think of any reason why you would not want two of these every week instead of just one. And so that can be fixed easily by heading over to patreon.com. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. Put it on a credit card that comes out the first of every month. And in return, you'll receive an extra episode, full-length episode, just like this one. I don't make any difference. There's no difference between the main network episodes and the Patreon episodes. They're all the same, treated the exact same way, the same approach, same length. You just get an extra one every week. And you'll gain access to that immediately. And in addition, all the previously recorded episodes, you'll gain access to those too. There's a bunch of them. Man, there's a lot of episodes out there. So if you want to do that, do it today. Patreon.com/Jeff K. It's $4. I mean, you won't even notice it. $4? That won't. Just think all the great hours of entertainment that you'll get. Costs $4 a month. Anyway, so if you want to do that, do it today. And again, the number to the hotline, 570-290-8151. Give me a call. And if you want to send me an email, you can do that too. surfreportpod@gmail.com. So we're at the end. Hope you enjoyed this thing. I better go check that email that I just got from work. I just glimpsed the first sentence. Doesn't sound good. All right. Until next time, you guys have yourselves a great, great day, and I'll see you. Bye. There's like no meat on there. It's all fixins.